Jimmy Cliff, master of song, keeper of rhythm, and prime exponent of what has come to be known as reggae, is a true innovator. The son of a tailor, Cliff grew up in a small village near Montego Bay on the north coast of Jamaica. Cliff particularly liked the New Orleans sound and was Sam Cooke, Fats Domino, and Little Richard among his early idols. Since his starring role in the film, The Harder They Come, Cliff's songs have been covered by a wide array of pop artists, including Harry Nilsson, Johnny Rivers, and Three Dog Night. Cher also did some of his tunes. An accomplished actor, writer, and performer, and a consummate artist, here is Jimmy Cliff.
Jimmy Cliff was born James Ezekiel Chambers on July 30th, 1944, in an impoverished hilltop town 12 miles from Montego Bay, Jamaica. This is from Jimmy's website. Quote, "As many legends throughout history do, the whole story starts during a devastating storm. We open on the Somerton district of St. James, Jamaica, with only one midwife tending to the entire village. A mother gives birth to a child, wraps him in a sheet, and takes him to shelter at a neighbor's home as the hurricane blows her house away. However, everybody agrees, there's something special about this boy." His father was a tailor and his mother a domestic worker. Jimmy and his brother were raised in a two-room hut, no plumbing or electricity. Jimmy learned to sing in church, but he said, quote, "When the preacher came on, I slept." According to Jimmy Cliff, he had already decided that he wanted to be a professional singer by the age of six. It wasn't until 1951, when Jimmy Cliff was seven, that Hurricane Charlie actually decimated the area, and Jimmy went to live with his aunt for 5 years. Nine children in a three-bedroom house. Young Jimmy acted in school plays, but soon he became enamored with rock and roll. Fats Domino, Little Richard, Ray Charles, and eventually Elvis Presley. Jimmy built himself a rudimentary guitar from bamboo, not so much because he wanted to become a musician, but because he wanted to write songs. At age 14, Jimmy performed a Fats Domino song at an Easter festival, and he was met with an enthusiastic response from the audience. Jimmy was hooked. Soon after, Jimmy Cliff moved to Kingston to study radio and television electronics at Kingston Technical School. Kingston was less than 100 miles from where Jimmy grew up, and yet it was worlds apart. Moving to the capital city was culture shock for young Jimmy. It was loud and chaotic, with overcrowded streets and sprawling markets. Jimmy lived in a spare room at the home of a friend of his father's, whom he called Miss Gwen, and he attended night classes at Kingston Tech. There was a lot of unrest in Kingston, Rastafarians clashing with police, but there was also a thriving music scene. The streets were filled with music. Jimmy Cliff eventually won a talent contest singing a Sam Cooke song, but his true goal was to find a way to record his own songs. Jimmy's first recordings were funded by a guy named Count Boise, and then a local label called High Tone released his song I'm Sorry as a single.
I'm sorry. I feel too that I'm sorry. Maybe I said I'm sorry.
Jimmy dropped out of tech school and started busking and making connections. His big break came in 1962 when Jimmy Cliff walked into a record store called Beverly's, which was owned by the Three Kong Brothers. Jimmy was walking home when he noticed the store and started working out a song called Dearest Beverly in his head. Jimmy pitched himself to one of the Kong Brothers but was told they were not in the recording business. "But you sell records," Jimmy pointed out. "You might want to get in the business." Then Leslie Kong stepped forward and told Jimmy Cliff to go ahead and sing his song. "Two of the brothers laughed," said Cliff, "but this other brother told me, 'You have the best voice I've heard in Jamaica.' And I was like, 'Yes,' because when you get somebody who sees in you what you see in yourself, it was a great encouragement." By this point, a new form of Jamaican music called ska had sprung up, blending a big band sound with Caribbean rhythms. Many Jamaicans were inspired by this cultural expansion, including Jimmy Cliff. Leslie Kong booked studio time, and Cliff recorded three songs: Hurricane Hattie, Miss Jamaica, and Dearest Beverly. Hurricane Hattie became a local hit. Jimmy started getting played on the radio, booking gigs, and writing songs for other artists. Ska music had become very popular in Jamaica, and Leslie Kong started pumping out singles on his new record label, which bore the same name as his store, Beverly's Records. He released singles by Jimmy like Miss Jamaica in 1962 and Miss Universe in 1963.
I've soared to the stars and I love you. I've soared to the moon that it's true. Darling, if I should forsake you, may the heavens forsake me too. Stick to my life, paste and paper, 'cause I'm gonna be the curator. I'll never, never, never let you out of my sight, and I know that I'm doing the right. I'm gonna make you Miss Universe, I'm putting you first. Now when you'll be completely mine, and I love you all the time. I told all the sight. And I know that I'm doing the right. I'm gonna make you Miss Universe. I'm putting you first. You'll be my Miss Universe. For me you'll be first. Oh yeah.
Soon after Jimmy arrived on the scene came Desmond Dekker, and then a young guy named Bob Marley and his group The Wailers. Jimmy established himself in Jamaica with a series of popular singles, and soon word of the ska craze in Jamaica spread around the world. Ahmet Erdogan, founder of Atlantic Records, hatched a plan to bring ska to America. Jimmy Cliff and several other ska groups were brought to Manhattan to perform at Shepherd's Nightclub. In 1964, Jimmy Cliff was chosen as one of Jamaica's representatives to the World's Fair, in Queens, New York, and this is when Chris Blackwell and Island Records entered the picture. Blackwell's mother was from Jamaica, and Blackwell was already in business with Leslie Kong. Chris Blackwell felt it would be easier to break Jimmy Cliff in the UK than in the United States and brought him over to Europe. Jimmy arrived in London in late 1965 when he was 21 years old, and after a few weeks of rehearsing with his new band, his first gig was at the Marquee, opening for Steam Packet, featuring a young Rod Stewart, Rod the Mod, on vocals. Jimmy Cliff went out on tour opening for the Spencer Davis Group featuring Stevie Winwood and ended up gigging in Paris for a while. Jimmy had two different bands in Europe, the Shakedown Sound and then the New Generation. They played a mix of Jimmy's own ska tunes and covers of American soul and R&B songs. We'd play Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, James Brown, Solomon Burke, Cliff says, some Motown. Jimmy Cliff and his young British backing musicians would drive up and down the M1 motorway playing the same club circuit as Jimi Hendrix and The Who. Jimmy Cliff opened for both of them, and he made lifelong fans of artists like Pete Townshend and Robert Plant. He was really impressive, remembers Blackwell. He had moves that were very James Brown. Jimmy Cliff's first full-length album, Hard Road to Travel, was released by Island Records in 1967. Let's hear the first song from the album, Reward, and then the title track.
Tell you lies, but darling,
While Jimmy Cliff was over gigging in the UK, back in Jamaica, ska had morphed into a new popular style of music called reggae, featuring choppy organ chords and staccato guitar licks. Jimmy Cliff spent some time in Brazil, performing for big crowds. Meanwhile, Chris Blackwell had decided he was going to take Island Records in a more rock and roll-centric direction. Jimmy Cliff jumped over to Trojan Records, a London label founded in 1968 when Lee Gopthall, who operated the Musicland record retail chain and owned Beat and Commercial Records, pooled his Jamaican interests with those of Chris Blackwell's Island Records. Trojan released a self-titled album by Jimmy Cliff in 1969. This record would be released in the United States by A&M in 1970 and called Wonderful World, Beautiful People. That single, Wonderful World, Beautiful People, was a top 10 hit in the UK and made it to number 25 in the US. two of what would become Jimmy Cliff's most famous songs were also featured on the album Wonderful World, Beautiful People. You Can Get It If You Really Want, and Many Rivers to Cross.
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last. You must bear. Win and lose, you've got to get your share. Got your mind set on a dream. You can get it, no heart in the sea now. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. Succeed at last. I know it. Listen. Rome was not built in a day. Opposition will come your way. But the hotter the battle you see, it's the sweeter the victory. Succeed at last. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try. Succeed at last.
Another single from the self-titled album, or Wonderful World, Beautiful People, was a song called Vietnam, a protest song that made fans of both Bob Dylan and Paul Simon. Paul Simon would actually travel to Jamaica to record Mother and Child Reunion with the same backing band.
Again, but I would not give you false.
In August of 1970, Desmond Dekker took Jimmy Cliff's song You Can Get It If You Really Want to number 3 in the UK, charting higher than Jimmy Cliff's own version of the song, which was released that same summer. Jimmy Cliff's version of Wild World by Cat Stevens, released a few months after Cat Stevens' original version, reached number 8 on the UK singles chart. Surprisingly, Cat Stevens' own version of the song was not even released as a single in the UK, but did make it to number 11 on the US charts. Toward the end of 1970, Jamaican filmmaker Perry Henzel asked Jimmy Cliff to provide some music for a film he was planning to make. Jimmy Cliff was eventually cast as the lead actor in the film, which would take over a year to complete. In May of 1971, while the film was being made, Chris Blackwell brought Jimmy Cliff over to Alabama, to Muscle Shoals Studios, to record an album, which would become his third record, Another Cycle, released in September of 1971. It's a really good record, and A&M did not even release it in the United States. Let's hear a couple of songs from that album, Another Cycle by Jimmy Cliff. We're going to hear Please Tell Me Why and Oh How I Miss You.
Could bring such pain.
Also in 1971, Jimmy Cliff's mentor, Leslie Kong, died suddenly of a heart attack.
Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song.
At this point, Jimmy Cliff parted ways with Chris Blackwell and signed with EMI Records. By chance, Bob Marley strolled into Chris Blackwell's office a week later and Blackwell signed him.
Jamaica's first feature is America's number one cult movie. Jimmy Cliff, an existential hero as good as anything James Dean or Brando portrayed in the 50s. Crawdaddy. In the backyard of paradise, life and marijuana are cheap. More guts, wit, humor, and sheer exuberance than most movies you'll see in any one year. Vincent Canby, New York Times.
Keep on fighting for the things I want. Though I know that when you're dead, you can't. I'd rather be a free man in my grave than living as a puppet or a slave. So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now. What's mine? And then the harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all.
Best rock movie of the year, Rolling Stone, LA Times, Cream.
Ooh, the harder they come.
One, two, three, four. I'm looking for work. I can't do anything, you know, about anything.
You can't stay here, you know, because I can't help you.
I could make a record. I can sing, you know, mama.
You want me to go and beg work for $10 a week for the rest of my life? I'd rather die. You didn't believe me.
The Harder They Come, Perry Henzel's film, was released in 1972. The film was named for an original song that Jimmy Cliff wrote for the project. This is Jimmy talking about that song. Quote, I grew up in the church and had always questioned what they were telling me, like the promise of a pie in the sky when you die. The second verse about oppressors trying to keep me down kind of reflected my own life, coming out of the ghetto in Jamaica and fighting the system, I wanted this song to have a church feel and to reflect the environment I grew up in, the underdog fighting all kinds of trickery. The Harder They Come was Jamaica's first major film production, shot in Jamaica with a full Jamaican cast and a Jamaican director. Jimmy Cliff stars as Ivanhoe Martin, an aspiring reggae singer who becomes a gangster folk hero before getting gunned down in a blaze of glory. More important even than the film was the soundtrack, featuring great songs by Jimmy Cliff like You Can Get It If You Really Want, Many Rivers to Cross, Sitting in Limbo, and the title track, and also reggae classics by the likes of Toots and the Maytals, The Melodians, and Desmond Dekker. I didn't make the soundtrack of The Harder They Come until the last 2 weeks of editing, Perry Henzel would later note, and I just chose all the music that I really loved and that I thought others would like, and sure enough, it's been selling ever since. The soundtrack was a huge success and sold well across the world, bringing reggae to an international audience for the first time. The soundtrack album was released in the United States in 1973 and proved to be a steady seller, although it didn't enter the Billboard charts until March of 1975, when the film was given a proper domestic release in the United States. Jimmy Cliff's first post-film album, Unlimited, was released in the summer of 1973 via his new record deal with EMI in Europe and on Reprise Records in the United States. Let's hear two songs from that album, Unlimited. We're going to hear Under the Sun, Moon, and Stars and On My Life.
Yes, as I was saying, I like work, you know. But when I work, I must get paid. You don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. Listen, try and understand. Listen. My four parents worked from sun up till sundown. Peace could not be found. Now they are underground. I've heard them complain and cried out in pain, seeking peaceful gain under the sun, moon, and stars. Won't happen to me. I'm not blind, you see. I've got to be free. I want it right here on earth. Got to have some fun, for my life is done. Let happiness run under the sun, moon, and stars. Under the sun, under the moon, more time. Listen. Under the sun.
At the same time Unlimited was being released, Jimmy Cliff's former label, Island Records, put together a compilation of singles and stray songs called Struggling Man. It's actually a really fun album. Let's hear two songs from it, the title track, and a song called Sooner or Later.
Love is all that
After struggling Man, Island Records' focus would turn to their newly signed artist, Bob Marley. After the Harder They Come soundtrack had stoked interest in reggae worldwide, Bob Marley cut the rock-flavored album Catch a Fire with Blackwell, and Bob Marley and the Wailers went out on tour across the United States and Europe. "I transferred the whole plan I had for Jimmy over to Bob," Blackwell says, "and he was motivated to make it work." There's an argument to be made that if it weren't for Jimmy Cliff, there wouldn't have been a Bob Marley. Chris Blackwell had an idea for breaking a reggae singer to rock fans around the world. He was going to package Jimmy Cliff as the new Jimi Hendrix, a black musician with super cool swagger. The Harder They Come film seemed like just the thing to make it happen. But Jimmy jumped ship to EMI. He felt that Blackwell wasn't focusing enough on his career. And it's true, Island Records had been looking more in a rock and roll direction. But then along came Bob Marley, and Blackwell's focus turned to him. Jimmy Cliff shrugs off the suggestion that Bob Marley stole his fire. He had his own journey to take. "He saw the rebel side of me, which is what he wanted to promote," Cliff says. "The songs I was writing didn't really match the image he wanted, so we were both bitter, I think." It's undeniable that the soundtrack for The Harder They Come was a breakthrough for reggae music in the United States, introducing many listeners to the distinctive sound for the first time. But by the time the record was successful in the U.S., Jimmy Cliff had already moved past it. He had an album in 1974 called House of Exile in the U.K. and Music Maker in the United States.
Singer, sing me a song. Well, I'm just recovering from that psychedelic shock. I've had an overdose of that rock and roll stew. My soul is feeling low. I don't know what to do. So just play the music to suit my soul, the one that will last and will make me whole. I'll give praises forever for all of my days, and words cannot say how I'm thankful to you. Music maker, make me some music.
Music.
Reggae singer,
singer. satisfied body and mind. Fill me up right now with the most infinite kind that I'll always have in store, and I'll never want no more. So when the songs are all sung and the music is played, the dances all dance and the gates are all closed, I'll have music forever and not fantasy, the one you created in symphony.
Jimmy Cliff would release two more albums in 1975, but to little fanfare outside of Jamaica. The albums were called Brave Warrior and Follow My Mind. Let's hear one song from each. We're going to hear My People from Brave Warrior and the song If I Follow My Mind.
Thank you. wanna sing that song. It wouldn't take so long. Never, never could do wrong. Hey, hey, if I follow my heart, I'd be led by emotions in my every notion. It will lead me astray now, each and every day now. Hey, hey, if I follow my heart. My mind is a fine mind. My mind is a right mind. My mind is a clear mind. Clear mind. If I follow my mind, never go wrong. I wanna sing that song. It wouldn't take so long. Never, never could do wrong. Hey, hey, if I follow my mind.
So Jimmy Cliff had actually released three or four albums since The Harder They Come, by the time The Harder They Come became successful in the United States. And yet in January of 1976, he found himself performing on Saturday Night Live, episode 12 of the first season, hosted by Dick Cavett. He performed The Harder They Come and Many Rivers to Cross.
My way over, wandering I am lost, as I travel along white cliffs of Dover. Many rivers to cross, and it's only my will that keeps me alive. I've been licked, washed up for years, and I merely survive because of my pride. And this loneliness won't leave me alone. Such a trek to be on your own. My woman left and she didn't say why. No, no. Well, I guess I have to cry. Many rivers to cross, but just where to begin. For time, there'll be times I find myself thinking of committing some dreadful crime. Yes, I've got many rivers to cross. Oh, but I can't seem to find
It was around this time that Jimmy Cliff took a break and traveled to Africa. He was invited by the Nigeria-based Jamaican writer Lindsay Barrett, and Jimmy would subsequently convert to Islam, taking on the new name El Haji Naim Bashir. Jimmy Cliff would release one last album in the 70s, in 1978, a record called Give Thanks. Let's hear a song from it called Love I Need. I love Jimmy Cliff's work in the 70s. I think he was a great songwriter and a great performer. He went on to release 10 more albums in the 80s, but honestly, nothing special. In 1993, Jimmy Cliff actually had a top 20 hit in the US with his version of Johnny Nash's I Can See Clearly Now from the Cool Runnings soundtrack. In the years after The Harder They Come, Jimmy Cliff grew into a stadium-level act from Nigeria to Brazil, while his legend faded in the United States. In 1976, the year after the Harder They Come film and soundtrack broke through in the United States, Bob Marley had a top 10 record with Rastaman Vibration. His next album, Exodus, would go top 10 in the UK, but it is the aptly titled 1984 compilation Legend that solidified Bob Marley's place in music history. Legend is a diamond record in the United States, more than 15 million copies sold. I am personally a much bigger fan of Jimmy Cliff's songs from the 70s than Bob Marley's, but even though Jimmy came first, and in some ways paved the way for Marley, Marley eclipsed him many times over in terms of fame, notoriety, and record sales, even though, or maybe in part because, Bob Marley died in 1981. When asked in 2012 to sum up his life in 6 words, Jimmy Cliff said, "Fucking brilliant and fantastic and amazing." And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with Jimmy's 1972 single, Trapped, reinterpreted brilliantly by Bruce Springsteen, a live version of which was included on the We Are the World record. This is Jimmy Cliff's version, from 1972. It's called Trapped.
Trap again, and it seems like I'll be wearing the same old pain. But good must conquer evil, and truth will set me free. So you see that somewhere I have found the key. Yes, you see that somewhere I have found the key. But it seems like I've been sleeping in your bed too long. Seems like you've been planning to do me wrong. But evil concentrated must be disintegrated. So I know that I'll be walking out again. Yes, I know that I'll be walking out again. Seems the game I've played has made you strong. But when this game is over, I won't end up a loser. And I know that I'll be walking out the door again. Yes, I know that I'll be walking out again.
I'll be back.